normally what we used to experience for the last 10 years, and we have been doing it, was that the 4 months starting from September to December, they are called terminal months for the year because they are always at the high peak of the inflation. Prices are always determined by the demand and supply. So you can expect high inflation. But this year around, you can see all the prices are going up, going down. And that is the nature of all this. But there is a particular issue here last year because the purchasing power of the people has gone down. People have no money. So the inflation we have, is, even though it is high, but it's actually correlated to the all the inflation. That is what is happening. So if you come to why the dollar is going up, the last 4 months, the phone has been actually stable a bit. It was not very tight compared to the beginning of 2017. It has been stable from September to the end of the year. The explanation we have is actually, you know, all these things are related to the current situation that we have in the country. So the phone has been stable a bit. But now, as we speak, it has picked up for the last 4 days. It's starting last week. It is now going up. Our analysis is that, yes, the school have been open in the neighboring countries. Those who have got phone, they are buying dollars, and the dollar has become very scarce in the market. That's why the price are going up. So we can give it a little bit. We don't want to speculate it why it has gone up. So until next month or until the mid of March, then we see how if the dollar is actually... if the pound is actually up to appreciating seriously, and then we can see how quickly we can be able to analyze further.
So in a way, you're saying that money doesn't stay in South Sudan because of the fact, as you mentioned, that the schools are starting in the neighboring countries.
School has been opened, so people are buying dollars so that they can send them to the neighboring countries.
And in terms of economy, how would you see that situation? And what should be done so that money stays in the country, not going out?
Yeah, sometimes it is quite difficult. So we are in a liberal economy. We are in a free market economy, which is not, it's very difficult to control the market. But the actual part, the situation in South Sudan is so different compared to the situation in Uganda and Kenya, where you can go to the forex and you buy dollar, and you can go to forex and sell dollar. But here is opposite, because the forex are only buying dollar from the vendors. So the forex and the bank are not selling dollars. That is why you can see now the black market become the actual forex of this country. So if you ask me, what can we do? I'm not a central banker. It is the responsibility of the bank. But as far as I know, we have a little thing to do because we don't have money to inject to the market so that the market is actually stabilized. So all these things are transparent to the buyers. The seller has to get back his money or her money. So therefore, it is very difficult. I don't want to suggest anything, but it is an explanation. What is happening? Any country which is not producing. So you have to go through this terrible situation that we are seeing. And my own understanding is that I think let me give it a time. Then we'll see how we can give you all analysis after March. I mean, after February, because we see that this will go down. This is a phenomena because definitely people are actually looking for our currency. So therefore, that is why you see now the dollar has gone up, the pound depreciated. So I think maybe we'll give it a space, but I cannot suggest anything because I'm not a banker. And you know, one of the primary responsibility of the bank is the price stability in any country. But you know the situation here. Everybody is aware what we are going through.
So just briefly, what would you say to, of course, the people who are going to the markets and every day they go, things are changing?
You know, David Lukang, we are in what you call hyperinflation. So therefore, you can expect the prices to increase day by day or even hour and hour. So there's nothing that we can do. The only thing that people must be patient, because we know why things are going wrong. Everybody is aware why the prices are going up day by day, month by month, why there is a high inflation in the market. There is not much explanation that we can do. So this is a serious situation.